And good evening and welcome to True Blues Radio, podcast number 5. And the weeks are really rolling by in the 2014-15 cricket season, as they always do. We're back here once again to talk about all of the Prahran Cricket Club results played across the weekend, both Saturday and one game on the Sunday. And we'll also preview the big weekend ahead, the start of the two-day games as well in the Victorian Premier Cricket Competition. Good evening to my co-host as well, Rhys Adams. Good afternoon, or good evening.
Evening, Zabi, and good evening all. And it's a great time of year when bowlers can suddenly take out the red ball, take out their white clothing. It's a really exciting part of the season.
It certainly is. It was the traditional country round for our first 11. They travelled down to Warrion, just outside of Colac. We'll talk about that game a little bit later on. The fourth 11 played on Sunday at Rigetti Oval. We might start with this match first, Rhys, as we always do. And, well, Prahran were chasing their fourth win in a row. And I tell you what, they're going along very, very nicely. They picked up 5 points on this occasion, 4 plus the bonus point. And they defeated Hawthorn Monash Uni, who were all out for 139, where James Martin picked up 3 for 24. And in reply, it was Prahran with the bat. I tell you what, it's great to win, but to win with authority and 10 wickets in hand is another thing. Will Woodgate, 72 not out. Season to date, 170 runs at 85. He's having a wonderful season. He is the anchor, really is, and doing a great job. And also Greg Connor, 42 not out, Rhys.
Like you said, Zabi, it's just great to win and put a mark on the competition. So they're sitting second on the ladder now, and the bonus point really comes into play later in the season when all the points are valuable. It was just great to see and great to watch the bowling group come together. So someone like a James Martin, who, you know, had some injury problems and has been studying, has come back really, really strongly over the last few weeks. He took 3 for 24 off 9 and really had the ball hooping out of the hands, and was supported well from Henry Tyler, 1 for 20, Jack Davies, 1 for 37, and Dean Wiener pops his head up again with 1 for 15.
We mentioned Dean on the program last week, who's been a contributor to this program, Rhys. Is that hit for him as far as the captaincy is concerned, or has he got one more to go?
No, as far as we believe, Daniel Barnes will be back in at the helm next week. He's had his little sojourn overseas to Vegas and California, but, you know, Dean, he keeps winning, he keeps taking wickets, so maybe it's a little bit of discussion between the two of them on Friday.
All right, well, he's done a sterling job, and he's undefeated as captain. He's got the perfect record, isn't he? A bit like Brendan Bolton at Hawthorn this year in the football side of things.
Well, if that's the case, then we can look forward to the final series later in the year.
All right, let's go across to the third game, and I must mention Prahran in the fourth 11 moved to second position on the ladder. In the third 11, Prahran were defeated in this game. This was being played at Monash Uni number 1, and it was Hawthorn Monash Uni, 8 for 186. Jared Tex Walker, a new player to the club, took 3 for 47, the big left-hander. They defeated Prahran, who are all 5 for 185. Chris Diggle scored 68 not out, the wicketkeeper batsman. Great to see him get some runs, because he is a player that certainly is on the way up. Vinay Parikh scoring 37. And Oscar Sargent, he compiled 32 after being dropped from the seconds the game before.
It was, it's from all reports coming from the ground at Hawthorn, there was a slow pitch and a bit too pace to start with. So I think it was a good toss to win by Hawthorn to send Prahran into bat. And to scramble to 185, I think it was a decent total. And talking to Schlitz, who took his first game as in control of Prahran, he sort of said that 185 was competitive. It's just unfortunate that Hawthorn managed to sneak over the line with about six and a half overs up in their sleeve. So, look, a competitive result, but again, just short. So there's going to be some room to improve over the next few weeks with the 2 days.
Yeah, former Prahran legend Neil Slitler taking charge here in that third 11 game. He's been fast-tracked as well, Rhys, in the umpiring side of things, and we expect him to see, or expect to see him doing a first 11 match before the season's out.
Oh, no doubt. And no doubt he's definitely got the passion for the umpiring, and he does have authority and respect from the players. So it'd be pleasing to see, you know, if he can make his way up into the first grade and hopefully even beyond.
The runs continue to flow at Toorak Park on what's continued to be a perfect batting wicket, and Matt Harrison's doing a great job here and looking after the batsman week after week at Toorak Park. It was Hawthorn Monash Uni who batted first, all out for 202. Adam Hutton, 4 for 45. Jeremy Devlin, 2 for 30. And Arjun Dool taking 2 for 33. And Mick Singh also contributed with 2 wickets, also 2 for 46. In reply was Prahran, 3 for 203. a little bit like the 4th 11, winning with plenty of authority. James Atkinson, who's over here from Hong Kong, he's the Hong Kong captain, also has played county cricket. He finished the day on 86 not out. Steve DeBolfo scored 57 off 74 balls and took his season's aggregate at 170 at an average of 56. And Sam Jones, 27, Arjun Dhul, 25. A great win to the boys.
Yeah, it was. And it was really pleasing to see Stevie DeBolfo on captaincy debut get himself a win. So he's one from one and probably going to start hanging his hat on that and start singing all the songs related to it. But it was a really good win and a really good performance. They had Hawthorn at one stage, 5 for 98, and really tightened the screws. But they got away a little bit through the middle to limp to 202. But the way that the Stevie DeBolfo and Jamie put together a very quick partnership towards the end to make sure that bonus point was secured and taken home for the full 5 points.
Jamie Atkinson, 11 fours and four sixes. Two very big hits out under Orong Road, they tell me.
Yeah, I think it's still travelling down Orong Road out towards South Yarra.
Cafe 722, our sponsor, down in High Street, actually, in fact.
It was a massive hit, and you know, we have seen some big balls hit over the stadium here, but Jamie Atkinson would put his hat on that this is probably one of his biggest hits and one of the biggest ones we've seen this year, aside from Jess Cameron's window-smashing one from a couple of weeks ago.
All right, let's go across to the main game. It was the first 11 who travelled down to Warrion for the traditional country round. The boys travelled down there on Friday afternoon and camped there for the weekend, and they took on Hawthorn Monash Uni. This game was fairly close for quite some time, wasn't it, Reece? And you probably should make comment more than I did, because you tend to walk in those circles more than what I do. In fact, Hawthorn Monash Uni, they were defeated by Perran 8 for 171, but not before Hawthorn at one stage were 2 for 93, all out for 126. They were 2 for 93 with the dangerous Kumasana scoring 47 off 51 balls. But your boy again, Sam Grimwade, he really changed things, didn't he?
Yeah, I'll put my hat on him. I'll definitely put my hat on. You know, he's come out and taken 3 for 10 off his 10 overs, including 5 maidens. And an outstanding performance. Look, country rounds tends to be a spinner's track. Most country wickets tend to be a little bit slower. So the boys went in with 3 frontline spinners, with Nick Morrie, Sam Grimwade and Nath McNally. So after we heard reports of Hawthorn getting a little bit of a start, we sort of knew that the screws would get turned. And to get someone like a James Miller, 2 for 26 off his 7. Matty Wilcox tightened an end at only took his 23 off his 10. And ably supported by Stevie Singh, who took 1 for 16 off 7. So some really good strong bowling performances. But Sammy Grimwade keeps taking wickets.
Certainly does. And we must mention, as far as the True Blue bats were concerned, was that man again, Nathan McNally, scored 38 off 57 balls. And James Miller, a quick fire, 30 off 44. They actually put on a partnership of 78, Reece, to take the boys to that combined total of 171 for 8.
Yeah, it's a very valuable partnership through the middle to make sure that they had something to bowl to. But I did want to make a special mention of Matty Wilcox, who...
What did Matty do?
He made his 11 off only 4 balls, but hit a towering 6, which the locals are still talking about, and still talking about his autograph that was penned onto the car that it smashed into. So well done, Matty, and we hope to see more of it plenty soon.
Oh, so you'll have good memories to take away from Warrion then, Reece?
No doubt, and no doubt it's probably not the only memory he's got.
Okay, and any stories away from the field? The boys, obviously, you mentioned last week, you really enjoy the country round where you get out and meet some of the locals and some of the country folk and able to share some stories. No doubt that would have happened last weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. They had a post-team, post-game briefing down at the local where they met a couple of locals and managed to have a chat about the cricket and what went on and how the training goes up here. So, I mean, it's a really good way for clubs to be exposed to the country crowd. And look, they got lots of questions and so do we. So they managed to meet quite a few locals and have a really good night.
All right. And the girls played on Saturday at Rigetti Oval. The fourth 11 game being transferred to the Sunday, so the first 11 ladies team obviously getting first preference, and so they should. Well, things didn't really go their way. They couldn't field a full side, unfortunately, and there were a couple short. But I tell you what, they did put in, and they had a great time on the field. Melbourne compiled 6 for 339. Tansy Price took 2 wickets for 78. 6 for 339, and with the bat, I tell you what, even the temperature beat us, Reece, on this occasion, all out for 17.
Yeah, it doesn't make for great reading, does it? You know, I'd like to say that the pitch was quite flat at the start and then rained and seamed up and made it very difficult to bat second, but Look, you know, it's quite a big loss, but what's really pleasing is the reports coming out of the game. The girls had a smile on their face and they kept plugging away and they were enthusiastic for the entire game. But what was great, and Zabi, you've written a story about this on the website, but it was lovely to see Maggie McPhee play with her mum, Bernadette.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does show really good camaraderie amongst the girls, and the club can hang its hat on. You know, everyone had a smile, and they'll be back for more next week, and hopefully for a bit better performance.
Yeah, good on you, Bernadette. I know she came in off the bench in the 11th hour to help out the team and also be alongside of a daughter to try and make up the numbers. We had quite a few away for this round once again, with not only state duties but work commitments and also study. Some 13 away, in fact, Reece. It makes it pretty tough, doesn't it, trying to field two teams, let alone one.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, no, it's really great that the club does have some high representatives, and there was a couple of girls away on the Southern Stars duty last week, and there was a couple of Vic Spirit T20 games up in Canberra during the week. So, look, when they come down, there's no doubt a strong club, but, you know, in a couple of years, the club will keep building, keep attracting the interest in the local girls, and there'll be a very strong club in the years to come.
All right, I know there's a big meeting here on Wednesday night to look at the strategic plan moving forward and decide on how the club will continue to recruit young ladies to Toorak Park to play cricket. It's a wonderful game, and I know a couple of Wednesday nights ago here, Reece, we had an under-15 launch in this region, which was held here at Toorak Park. Some 80 girls were present on the night, plus parents, so the future is very bright.
Oh, no doubt it is, and we've got great support from both Cricket Victoria and the council, and people like Johnny Hayes works tirelessly behind the scenes to keep promoting the game to both males and females. So a great club, very welcoming, and no doubt we'll keep building from this.
All right, we start the 2-day games this weekend. We'll really know how we're going because we're up against a very powerful Melbourne club. Over the next 2 weekends, first 11 are playing at the Albert Ground, starting at 11 a.m, and of course the seconds at Toorak Park at the same time as well. And we've got the Paran ladies in the first and seconds playing against Melbourne, against Dandenong, I should say, over the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, to finish off the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Another big weekend and another big week of cricket, but it's going to be great to see some batsmen actually spending some time in the middle and bowlers actually working over a batsman, which is what we like to watch as cricket fans.
Now, I spent some time this afternoon just looking at some of the past players that used to be aligned with the Prang Cricket Club, and these boys are now playing elsewhere, and I was able to look at the sub-district cricket competition, Reece, and I was able to come up with a Paran Cricket Club 12, all playing sub-district cricket. And this is not in batting order, but Lee Alford, he's at Malvern, Brendan McGuinness, Oakley, Chris Williamson, Oakley, Shane Townsend at Oakley, and by the way, scored 95 not out, opening the batting the first on the weekend, so well done, Shane. Mark Harrison, a former player before your time, Reece, is also at Oakley in the seconds. Liam Murphy is at Baldwin. Lloyd Everett, his clearance came through last week and is now playing in the first 11 at Caulfield. James Wild, Ormond. Brent Warren, Oakley. Grant Cesari, Ormond. Will Long, Elstonwick. And Darcy O'Connor, who won the second 11 bowling average for the True Blues last season, is also at Elstonwick. What do you think of that team?
There's some interesting characters in that group, isn't it? It's not a bad little social group amongst them. Not particularly great heads amongst them, but no doubt some really strong personalities. Look, it's a great list, and the good thing about it, they're still in contact with a lot of the boys. Yeah. And that, you know, I did want to mention that on the 14th of December that the club will have its reverse draw raffle that Vinay Pariki starting to organise. And no doubt the four, five, maybe six of those out of that 12 you just listed will be there in attendance. And, you know, they still support the club with great strength.
All right, I know you've had a big day with a school excursion, Reece. You head off to bed now, my friend. And thanks for being a part of the show on True Blues Radio. And when we talk next week, we'll be well into the first of the 2-day games.
My pleasure, Zabi, and it's nice to be here and nice to speak to everyone.
Reece Adams.